94.7 The Buzz, Oklahoma City's New Rock Alternative Mo Radio Show. Get a lot of calls, people saying, you're right, Mo. I know I'm right. I realize that. Thank you for the call, but I realize I'm right. And I'm not any better than anybody out there because I'm the same guy. If I run into some of these guys, I'm like, wow, you know what I mean? Wow, how cool. I'm hanging out with this person. You know, I buy into it too because it's the way I was raised. But I don't take it to that. I don't even know how to put it. I am bad. Like, I'd love to go out and hang out with some of these guys. And I have already some of the Hornets players. And it's cool to me to be hanging out with these guys. Just because they're NBA players. So it's the way that you're raised and the way you do idolize these people. Now, growing up watching sports, you idolize these guys. And it doesn't make it right. What I would love to do, and I don't even know if I could because of how much I love sports, but I would love to 1 year just for one game across the country, have nobody show up. Maybe that would bring these athletes down a little bit. Because I do think their egos have gotten way too big. And they believe they're better than everybody else, all because they can shoot a basketball or catch a football or hit a home run. Wouldn't that be excellent? One game for every sporting event, baseball, basketball, football, hockey, you don't show up. But who could really do that? It would be, I think, the players that would maybe bring them down a notch or two. And say, I might want to rethink the way I act or the way I treat my fans. Right? Wouldn't that be good? It'll never happen, man, but how cool would it be? Just don't show up. Can you imagine the Yankees playing with all those dummies on the Yankees and nobody's there? Look around and like, nobody's here. Maybe they'd get it, realize, you know, you're making $20, $30 million a year. This is what you're making to play a game. And I don't blame you for playing the game. But I do blame you for being an a-hole. 94.7 The Buzz Mo Radio Show. What the Buzz? Hey, Buzzheads, join me, Mo, this coming Thursday. Club Pure in Bricktown is where I be. We'll have Buzz gear for you. It's also College Night Unleashed. 25-cent domestic beers until midnight. They got beds. They got the hottest bartenders in town and great tunes. It's Club Pure every Thursday with me, Mo, and 94.7 The Buzz. That's The
Buzz. It's time for Thrill Radio, brought to you by Mitsubishi.
The following is entirely fictional. Believe only the facts about the Mitsubishi Galant Sports Sedan and the thrilling emotions of driving one.
So, my wife and I, we're heading to this dinner party, right? So, we grab the dessert, we hop into our new Mitsubishi Galant, and gun the engine. The power-assisted rack and pinion steering slot carring us up Westridge. We catch air as we hit the top of the hill, floating weightless in the roomy cockpit as we spin into a space right in front of the Vandaliers. Dinner time, baby!
Please do not attempt this in your own Galant. The preceding was only the product of a wildly inspired imagination.
It's time to get into a 2005 Mitsubishi Galant DE at your local Mitsubishi dealer. Starting under $16,500 with a factory rebate of $2,500 cash back. Mitsubishi. Driven to thrill.
2005 Galant DE MSRP $18,999 excludes destination handling options and tax. Factory cash may not be combined with certain other offers. Actual prices set by retailers. Terms and availability may vary. See participating retailer or call 1-888-MITSU-2006 for details. Offer ends 11-30-05.
What if I told you I could make your acne disappear and leave you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all the acne promises out there, you're skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a risk-free 60-day trial of a remarkable product called Proactive Solution. Proactive was developed by dermatologists for you to use at home without spending hundreds of dollars on doctor visits. To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution, just call 1-800-700-1760. Call 1-800-700-1760 for your free trial. 1-800-700-1760. 860.
This is my friend Rick.
Hi.
Anyway, Rick thinks it's not manly to have a fresh-smelling car. Rick, do you prefer to have your car smelling like stale drive-thru or, you know, like you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And do you have a girlfriend?
No.
Makes sense to me. Rick, you should try using new Glade car-scented oil because nothing freshens like it. By clipping it on your air vent, you release Glade fragrances that attract the ladies.
Ladies?
That's right, Rick. Get used to the idea. New car scented oil only from Glade. It's freshness to go. S.C. Johnson, a family company.
Rodney is a stand-up comic struggling to make ends meet. Now he's landed a dream gig at the hippest club in town.
I can't play there.
Why not? We're not in the habit of turning down work.
But there's one catch.
Looking good, Rod Sickle.
They think I'm gay.
Let them think you're gay. I'll be right there with you.
As you're obviously heterosexual, can't get enough of the ladies' free.
And Rodney needs to set the record straight.
I'm coming out, and I mean it.
An all-new Rodney.
Before you leave. You, me, and the dance floor.
Tonight at 8:30, 7:30 Central, only on ABC.
Pack your bags. Starting November 12th, you have the freedom to fly Southwest Airlines nonstop from Oklahoma City to Las Vegas. Plan your trip to Las Vegas today at southwest.com.
KHBZ FM, Oklahoma City.
The views expressed on the Mo Radio Show do not reflect those of the Buzz staff or advertisers.
Learned all my lessons.
94.7 The Buzz, Oklahoma City's new rock alternative. Mo Radio Show got sports with Tourette Syndrome Bob coming up. Also, we've got, what do we got? DVD by Green Day and Whataburger. Dinner for two. We're going to give that away coming up. Mostly sunny today. High of 48. Clear tonight. Low of 30. And mostly sunny. Warmer tomorrow. High of 60 degrees. About maybe 48 outside right now. It's 94.7 The Buzz, Mo Radio Show Disturbed. Disturbed, Stricken, 94.7 The Buzz. Mo Radio Show, 460-9470, Mo, 94.7thebuzz.com. Got this in an email. Okay, I agree that Michael Irvin is a total piece of crap, but before I say that he's lying about the pipe not being his, wouldn't it behoove him to take a drug test? Sure, there are ways to deter the results from a urine test, but what if he subjected himself to a hair follicle test? Of course, he won't do that because he's probably guilty anyway. Thanks for moving to OKC. and bringing life to the airwaves. Talked about this yesterday. Michael Irvin was busted with a pipe in his car, and he said he didn't know whose it was. That was what the AP went ahead and said. But now the story gets crazier. Now, listen, I'm going to read this verbatim, okay? I'm going to read this straight from smokinggun.com. Here's what it says. Michael Irvin, this is freaky. Michael Irvin fingered his brother when Texas cops discovered a drug pipe during a traffic stop. Can I ask you why you would do that? Why would you finger your brother ever? Let alone when a cop pulls you over. That's kind of a weird way to react to that, isn't it? You get pulled over by the cops, and then you finger your brother? Isn't that a little, like, weird? Like, incest or something? Maybe that's why your brother's smoking in the first place, because you keep fingering him. I'd like to know how that went down. Cop pulls over Michael Irvin. Michael Irvin then fingers his brother. I'm reading that verbatim. Michael Irvin fingered his... Why the hell would you do it? I mean, come on. Exactly. It just doesn't make any sense. Why would you finger your brother when you get pulled over by the cops? It doesn't make any sense. Michael Irvin fingered his brother when Texas cops discovered a drug pipe during a traffic stop Friday afternoon in Texas. He fingered his brother. Wow. Maybe that's why, normally I don't condone, using drugs or anything, but you know what? If my brother fingered me, I might be smoking some crack, too. Hell, if anybody fingered me, I might be smoking some crack. That just seems like an odd way to react right there. Would you perform the shocker? It's kind of impossible, but whatever. I mean, right? You can go see it for yourself. Smokinggun.com. Michael Irvin fingered his brother. How would the cops react to that? Excuse me, are you Mike? Whoa, what are you doing? Dude, what are you doing over there? Dude, what are you doing to your brother? Get him out of there. It'd be really funny if his name was Freddie. Freddie got fingered by his brother. Wow. That is it's an odd story. I have to find out a little more about that. I mean, why would Michael Irvin finger his brother? Doesn't make any sense to me. Especially in front of a cop. You know what I'm saying? 94.7 The Buzz Mo Radio Show. It's 8:18.
Rodney is a stand-up comic struggling to make ends meet. Now he's landed a dream gig at the hippest club in town.
I can't play there.
Why not? We're not in the habit of turning down work.
But there's one catch.
Looking good, Rodsicle.
They think I'm gay.
Let them think you're gay. I'll be right there with you.
As you're obviously heterosexual, can't get enough of the ladies' free.
And Rodney needs to set the record straight.
I'm coming out, and I mean it.
An all-new Rodney.
Before you leave, you, me,
and the dance floor.
Tonight at 8:30, 7:30 Central, only on ABC.
Hey, my chicken select strips from McDonald's came with a free arch card loaded with a dollar.
Free, huh? Is this like the time that you turned down the movie star's marriage proposal?
What?
Or the time that you were allergic to work and the only prescription was a spa day?
No, that was different.
It's no lie. Now premium chicken sandwiches or chicken selects come with a free McDonald's arch card loaded with a free dollar.
I'm loving it.
One promotional $1 arch card with the purchase of any premium chicken sandwich or chicken selects through 12/5/05 while supplies last at participating McDonald's. Promotional arch cards valid through 3/31/06.
This morning, I dumped my husband's golf clubs by the roadside. Yesterday, I belly danced for a Maharaja.
Give me a few minutes in the morning with a warm, toasty McGriddle sandwich and a cup of great-tasting McDonald's coffee, and my imagination runs wild. Tomorrow, I'm boxing my boss. Come here, you little...
McGriddles and coffee. How will you spend your me time?
I'm loving it.
City Walk is your party place every weekend.
Friday night.
Ladies, you're in free till 10, and everyone enjoys coin beer till 11.
Ladies, you're in free. Saturdays till 9 p.m.
Everyone's in free Sunday with dollar long necks all night at City Walk, 70 North Oklahoma. For birthday, bachelor, or bachelorette parties, call 232-9255 or visit citywalkokc.com.
City Walk. Seven clubs in one. Seven times the fun.
Jewelry is the gift to give.
Cause it's the gift that live and live.
So give the gift you know can't fail.
From B.C. Clark's anniversary sale. Most sales are after Christmas, but Clark's is just before.
Most everything is marked way down.
Savings you can't ignore. At Oklahoma's oldest jeweler since 1892.
So give the gift you know can't fail.
From B.C. Clark's anniversary sale.
Check out newsok.com/look for the most comprehensive outline guide to area events. It's the hot new way to look at OKC.
Buzz, you're in the air.
Hey, Mo, I don't think he's talking about brother sexually. I think they're talking about, like, pointing the finger at him as in it's his pipe.
Oh!
Yeah, I think that's it.
Oh! Couldn't there be a better way to say that?
Like, yeah, it's Texas, like, man.
Like Michael Irvin pointed the finger, blamed his brother, said, but why would you say he fingered his brother?
Because it's Texas, man.
Wow. Wow. Okay, yeah. Thanks, man.
No problem. Thank you.
Buzzer traffic.
Right now, got a bunch of things going on out there. We've got accidents, I-40 westbound on Choctaw Road, I-44 northbound on the ramp, 2 Southwest 15th. We have I-35 northbound at Southeast 66th. We have a stalled car northbound Lake Hefter Parkway on the off-ramp to Northwest 122nd. We also have accidents at Northwest Highway and 63rd, Southwest 59th west of MacArthur. That's a rollover. And Northwest 50th in Council. This traffic brought to you by Ken Boyer. Bail bonds are everywhere. Have old outstanding warrants, don't want to get picked up and spend the holidays in jail? Take care of your problem now without getting locked up. Let Ken Boyer bail bonds show you how. Remember, Ken Boyer is everywhere.
Mo Radio Show.
Yo, let's do this.
Listen to this.
Come on. The Buzz.
Buzz, you're in the air.
Mo?
Yes.
I think it means he flipped him off, gave him the finger. Some people say fingered him.
So you're saying when the cop pulled over Michael Irvin, Michael Irvin gave his brother the finger?
Exactly.
Okay. Well, maybe that's what it is. Thank you for the call.
You're welcome.
Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah!
Who is that?
That's the Mo Radio Show.
He usually drinks too much and gets into a fight.
Oklahoma City's new rock alternative. 94.7 The Buzz.
You're in the air.
Hey, man, the word finger means, like, put the blame on. So, like, when the cop pulled him over or whatever, I was like, hey, who is it? Like, he fingered him, so they put the blame on him, pretty much.
All right, that makes a little more sense. Mo, you dumbass. In that context, to finger someone means to point or to accuse someone of something. For instance, in a police lineup, a cop might say, okay, take a look and finger the guy who did it. Well, okay. All right. I just had this visual. I'm sorry. I've never heard it put that way before. I would normally say, all right, point to the guy who did it. Who did it? Tell me who did it. It would never occur to me to say, all right, finger the guy who did it. I'm sorry. I just get this horrible visual. Like, there's the cop. He's pulling over Michael Irvin. And Michael Irvin then fingers his brother, which is what it says on Smoking Gun. Michael Irvin fingered his brother when Texas cops discovered a drug pipe during a traffic stop Friday afternoon. Okay. I was wrong. I apologize. My mind's in the gutter. But when I hear that, I'm like, what the hell's going on? To me, that seems like maybe not the proper term to use right there. And then, as you know, my mind wanders and I get these visuals. So I picture Michael Irvin driving the car with his brother next to him and his pants down and, you know, whatever. You know what I'm saying? I listen, okay? I was wrong and I apologize. Never heard it put that way before. It's 94.7 The Buzz Bo Radio Show, 8:32.
Ho, ho.
The Buzz.
Hello, little buzzheads. Let's see what Santa has in his sack for you.
Oh, Mrs. Claus, wrong sack.
The Buzz 12 Strings of Axmas. Win autographed guitars from Buzz bands like Green Day, My Chemical Romance, Seether, The All-American Rejects, Stain, Offspring. The Buzz 12 Strings of Axmas on 94.7 The Buzz starts December 6th.
$5,000 cash. $5,000 cash. $5,000 cash. When you buy any used car from Big Red Sports and Imports, you get paid up to $5,000 cash. With the holidays approaching, everybody needs cash. So when you buy any used car, SUV, truck, or minivan from Big Red Sports and Imports, we'll give you $3,000, $4,000, or $5,000 in cold, hard cash. Every car is clearly marked with an amount. You won't get a coupon. You won't get a voucher. You won't get a check. When you buy a used car from Big Red Sports and Imports, you get up to $5,000 cash. Every Big Red Sports and Imports used car is a first quality vehicle. No repos allowed. And we've got over 300 to choose from, and every used car pays you up to $5,000 cash. What are you waiting for? Come in today and get paid only at Big Red Sports and Imports Kia in Norman on the Mile of Cars. Call 364-4400 now to qualified buyers plus tax and license.
Hi, are you the director?
Yes.
Hi, I'm auditioning for the part of Hardened Street Cop.
But you're a burrito.
I'm a Chipotle Grilled Stuffed Burrito from Taco Bell.
Yeah, well, we're not casting burritos.
Chipotle Grilled Stuffed Burrito. Mess it up again, and I'll have to get rough with you.
What?
Sorry, I was getting into character.
Yeah, I don't even know what a Chipotle is.
It's the perfect balance of flavor and spice. You get it by slow smoking a Mexican pepper. Complex, but not overpowering. Got it, scumbag!
Taco Bell's new Chipotle Grilled Stuffed Burrito. Loaded with carne asada steak, chipotle seasoned rice, spicy Southwest chipotle sauce, and a blend of three melted cheeses. All wrapped up and grilled to go. To get the perfect balance of flavor and spice, you've got to think outside the bun. For a limited time at participating locations. Craving a taste for late night excitement? Taco Bell is open late so you can feed your need for all the crunchy, spicy, grilled and melty stuff you crave. Spice up the night. Think outside the bun. Open till 3 a.m. or later. Hours may vary by location.
My higher education is less about my financial investment and more about professors who are invested in me, where it's not about what I'm going to owe, but what I own. Determination, drive, and very soon, my degree. Because I'm in it for me at OCCC, Oklahoma City Community College. Are you in it?
Green Door, OKC's longest running all ages venue at 329 East Sheridan in Bricktown, brings you the best of live music coming to the Green Door this week. Friday night, December 2nd, the Cottonmouth Kings, Subnoise, Soul Jazz, Elpus, and Mower. Drink Shinerbach mugs for $375 all the time at the Green Door. For advanced ticket information, go to OKCShows.com. Go see live music. Don't be a ham sandwich. Green Door, 329 East Sheridan in Bricktown.
Buzz, you're in the air.
Hey, man, which finger do you think he used to finger his brother with?
I don't know, man.
I've fingered some people before, and I've always used my middle finger.
When you finger somebody, that's what you use.
That's what I've always used.
Thank you for the call, man.
All right.
Buzz, you're in the air.
Yeah, you never heard the term fingered?
I not put in that context. Like, I would say...
You've been pointed out?
Yeah, why? That, to me, I would never say that. Like... You know, if a cop said to me, if I'm looking at a lineup, he goes, all right, finger the guy who you think, I would think that that's a little odd. Buzz, you're in the air.
Hey, Mo, either way, he f***ed his brother anyway.
Buzz. Forecast.
It's going to be a mostly sunny day, and here's the good news. It won't be as windy either. But whatever wind is out there, you'll feel it. A high of only 48. Tonight, clear, a low of 30. Tomorrow, a little milder. Temperatures up around 60. I'm Eyewitness News 5's Rick Mitchell.
Mo Radio Show on 94.7 The Buzz.
Buzz. says I'm gonna win big. Choose not a life of imitation. Distant us into the reservation. Keep off the pistol that you pay for. Just pump the feeling that you stay for. In time I want to be your best friend. Eastside love is living on the west end. Knocked off before you better come to. Don't die, you know the truth is some do. Go write your message on the pavement. Burn so bright, I wonder what the wave meant. Kickstart to go to generate hub. Sweet talk but don't intimidate hub. Can't stop the gods from engineering. Feel no need for any interfering. Your image in the dictionary. This life is more than ordinary. Can I get you maybe even three of these? Coming from a space to teach you of the Pleiades. Can't stop the spirits when they need you. This life is more than just a read through.
Mo Radio Show. Mo Radio Show on 94.7. The Buzz.
Mr. Antichrist himself, Marilyn Manson. Beautiful People, 94.7 The Buzz, Mo Radio Show. It's 8:45. Seems to be some discrepancies now going on. Now, again, maybe I have to plead ignorance here. That's fine. But I was talking about Michael Irvin yesterday, And he got busted with a, it turns out it is a marijuana pipe. Not a crack pipe, but a marijuana pipe. So yesterday, I was reading, and he said it was a pipe from one of his friends. He just got out of rehab, a friend of 17 years, and he didn't want to say who it was. Now, of course, after reading that, I'm like, all right, dude, Michael, it was yours. Admit it. It was yours. You have a history of being a drug abuser. So instead of saying, oh, it was my friends, my friends from, it was his, it wasn't mine, right? So then I'm reading today a little more about it. And the reason I'm bringing this up is I know there's a lot of Cowboys fans here. And Michael Irvin is now on ESPN. I hate him on ESPN. I think he sucks, but whatever. So I'm reading on The Smoking Gun, which is a website you can go to. And it has, you know, archive pictures of celebrities who've been in trouble. It kind of gives you the story, the actual, you know, ticket, the write-up, everything else. All the court papers, whatever. And it gives you the whole story. So the story on thesmokinggun.com reads, Michael Irvin fingered his brother when Texas cops discovered a drug pipe during a traffic stop Friday afternoon in Texas. So I'm reading that, and listen, he fingered his brother. That's what I'm reading. I see they were driving a 2006 Mercedes. They get pulled over. The cops come on over to the car. Michael Irvin, what are you doing? What is that? And Michael Irvin's reaction is, he fingers his brother. Now, to me, that's odd. Now, I've had people call me and tell me that maybe it's a way of saying you pointed the finger at somebody, and maybe it is. Matter of fact, I'm almost positive that it is. But it, to me, that seems like kind of an odd way to word it. What are you doing, Michael? And then he proceeds to finger his brother. Buzz, you're in the air.
Hi, I think you're right. I mean, everybody has their nervous habits, right? I twirl my hair. Some people tap their foot. Maybe he just fingers his brother. What do you do when you're nervous?
What do I do when I'm nervous? I probably bite my nails.
Yeah, but hey, maybe you just got a finger brush sometimes. Yeah. I don't know.
Maybe. Thank you for the call.
Thanks.
Buzz, you're in the air.
Hey, Mo. About that statement with Irving?
Yeah.
I was thinking that with the reporter, they should probably steer clear of ambiguous statements like that.
Right.
You know, it's sort of, because it throws me when I first hear it, too.
That threw you? Like, you were thinking, dude, what's going on?
Yeah, no, I blame the reporter completely for that one.
Well, thank you for the call, man.
No problem. Bye.
Buzz, you're in the air.
Hey, maybe he was trying to stop his brother to hide the crack pipe because he didn't have the balls to stick it up his own ass.
Thanks for the call, man.
All right, bye.
Anybody remember what we're pissed off about?
The Mo Radio Show. He's not racist or sexist. He hates everybody.
He's often pissed off.
Oh, that pisses me off. That pisses me right off.
94.7.
You're all angry, sick people.
The Buzz. Buzz.
I'm feeling lucky. Let them roll.
You already take enough chances in life than to gamble with your car. Head to All Makes and Models Auto Repair at Northwest 39th and Penn. Their mechanics are experienced and ASC certified with convenient hours Monday through Friday 8 to 6 and Saturday 9 to 3. Free diagnostic service with repair and no appointment is needed. That's All Makes and Models Auto Repair Service Center, Northwest 39th and Penn, across from Homeland, 605-0435. That's 605-0435.
Now that's a sure bet.
Get ready. Friday, December 9th at the Lloyd Noble Center on the campus of the University of Oklahoma. Switchfoot. Switchfoot with special guest Lifehouse. Doors open at 6 p.m. Show starts at 7. Switchfoot with Lifehouse and Howie Day. Get tickets now at the University of Oklahoma Athletic Ticket Office by phone at 360-7776 or online at Ticketmaster.com. Switchfoot, Friday, December 9th. Don't miss it.
Right.
Rodney is a stand-up comic struggling to make ends meet. Now he's landed a dream gig at the hippest club in town.
I can't play there.
Why not? We're not in the habit of turning down work.
But there's one catch.
Looking good, Rodsicle.
They think I'm gay.
Let them think you're gay. I'll be right there with you.
As you're obviously heterosexual, can't get enough of the ladies' free.
And Rodney needs to set the record straight.
I'm coming out, and I mean it.
An all-new Rodney.
Before you leave, you, me,
and the dance floor.
Tonight at 8:30, 7:30 Central, only on ABC.
Buzz, you're in the air.
Hey, man, he probably was fingering his brother. Them crackheads would do anything for a bump.
Buzz, you're in the air.
Hey, what do you call a drug ring in Dallas?
I don't know.
A huddle?
Buzz, you're in the air.
Yeah, I was going to say that fingering someone, that's just, it's an old slang that means to indicate someone of wrongdoing. I learned that from watching too much of that Law and Order kind of crap.
Buzzer traffic.
We have quite a few things going on right now. Watch out for accidents at I-35 northbound at Southeast 66th, I-44 northbound on the ramp to Southwest 15th, I-40 westbound in Choctaw, I-240 in Sooner, and we also have an accident Northeast 63rd and Midwest Boulevard. This traffic brought to you by OU Physicians, 400 powerful minds with a U on their minds. That is OU Physicians. Make an OU Physician your physician. Call 271-2222 for an appointment. That's 271-2222. OU Physicians, that is powerful medicine.
The Mo Radio Show on 94.7 The Buzz.
doesn't remind me of anything. I like playing in the sand. What's mine is ours if it doesn't remind me of anything.
The Mo Radio Show.
Hi, Mo. Got any beer?
We've got the beer.
Beer. Yes, beer.
Oklahoma City's new rock alternative. 94.7.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
Shocking and rocking and putting a sock.